This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's going to pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time to the child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
Tim, tú rescató niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar a mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
For Homeland Security, you know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means you'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this is your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own. This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance. Put those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do,
you cannot hesitate.
When God tells you what to do. Now the number one movie in the country.
2 million children are trafficked every year, and we can help them. Sound of Freedom is based on a true story about real-life heroes saving kids from the dark world of child trafficking. We know this is heartbreaking and it hurts to look at, but the first step in helping these children is hearing their story. Not enough people know this problem exists, and even fewer people are willing to do anything about it. Our goal is to inspire 2 million people to attend the film's opening weekend, to represent the 2 million trafficked children around the world. To spread the word, Angel Studios set up a Pay It Forward program where you can pay for someone else's ticket who might not otherwise see it. If the ticket price is stopping you from attending, claim your free ticket at angel.com/freedom. Sound of Freedom opens the week of July 4th. Every parent, every adult, and every teenager in America should be there to see it. If millions of us come together today, see this film, we could propel the movement to help save millions of children around the world. And you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
The entire corporate media is attacking this now. And that tells you who they are. And the very same corporate media, CBS, NBC, promoted the true story when it was all first breaking 6, 7, 8 years ago. Now they say it doesn't exist. Because our government is totally pedo-run at the top. Now, I'd say 99% of the federal agents are not involved in it, but it doesn't matter. The top ones are. So when you see top people on TV in Congress testifying, unless they're exposing this, you see a bunch of them up there saying, our government completes the smuggling, our government's doing it, we're against it. Those people are being removed, they're being attacked, you name it. But when you see the Attorney General, and you see people like that, they are on record. the biggest human traffickers of children the world's ever seen. This dwarfs blacks being taken here. And I'm not belittling or lessening that. In fact, Africa is one of the biggest slave operations ever right now. And they're literally selling them, not just as sex slavers. In the news last week, they're selling black children for ritual sacrifice. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please, go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. That'll make it 20, 30, 40% like we do on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keep us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The UN is helping quarterback the whole thing. Estimates in the Congo alone, this is their estimate, they're the ones running it with Chinese communists, 40,000 children as young as 7 years old are working in slave conditions for less than a dollar a day in mass camps mining cobalt for your electric cars. We know all over the United States, they've testified to Congress, children as young as 10 are working overnight shifts in tire factories, in food processing plants for Cheerios, where their arms and legs and hair get caught and some have been killed. But that's the New York Times. Oh, there are some children a few months ago that are being used in slavery, a couple hundred thousand we know of, from Texas to Florida to New York to Michigan to Seattle, Washington. The Senate report admitted that when Obama opened it up and said, if you're a child, you can come in unattended, that was a green light for smugglers. And I heard that back at the time, and I'm like, Obama's evil. But I remember hearing this, you know, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, and going, come on. They're not actually going to have the Border Patrol handing kids to smugglers and convicted pedophiles. And then sure enough, it was all admitted. It happened. We went down there. We showed it. They had Senate reports. The Washington Post reported tens of thousands of children given to child sex traffickers, hundreds found dead. But then they spin it on local news. Oh, dozens of children found working dangerous overnight jobs at meat plants. I'll be quite honest with you. At least they're in a better country. They'll probably end up being tough and end up owning the plant. I'm not saying exploit them because, you know, they're having their checks robbed and... The point is, it's the Democrats telling you they love the children and they're so good, and they're running on the low end child slave labor. But what are their mothers doing while they're there working at the poultry plant? Their mother is in a trailer having sex with five dudes a night if she's lucky. If she's not, it's 10 dudes. And then these local gangs that give money to the Democratic Party and their lawyers, they come and they take most of her money. They use their identity to get all the different government checks, and then those women are kept on subsistence level while the Democratic Party mines them and feeds them and milks them. So women being forced into sex slavery and kids into factory labor, that's the low end, low-level evil, which is terrible and horrible, and none of us are safe when it's going on, and it will grow, and if we don't stand up for them, we're all screwed. That's the beer. You know, because if evil is the proof number, okay, beer is 5% alcohol on average. What's the 200 proof? What's the Everclear? What's the strongest? It's snuff films. It's killing kids. So there's a lot between beer and ale and wine and whiskeys right up into the Everclears. That's the analogy here. Use an alcohol analogy, or use a 1 out of 100 analogy. A 100 is snuff filming children, torturing them to death. That goes on record. And a 5 is a kid being made to work 10 hours a night at a cereal plant when they're 10 years old. And it came out, a lot of times, not even being fed. Imagine the people that grab these kids from their parents and take them in, but they're already been working in plants where they came from, and just shove them in there. So see, that's the low end the New York Times tells you about. Well, that's the lucky kids. The other ones aren't so lucky. Maybe they kidnapped the wrong kid. Maybe this kid's got a little bit of spunk. Maybe his daddy taught him how to fight back. He's 7 years old. He breaks a window and climbs out on the roof and runs. He jumps off the 5-story building, breaks his leg. They pull up in a van, they get him. And they say, hey, kid, you want to be a star? So they throw him in a dungeon for about a week. They call up the special guys that like to do it. They show up. They come in. They set up the cameras. And they all gang rape him. And then they blow his head off. And then they sell that tape, because it's not digital, for $100,000 to sickos that collect them in the United States and Europe. People always ask me on the street, what is this? I like symbols. And so if you're a TV viewer, we're going to skip this break, and you're tuning in, you're not a radio listener, and you say, what do those big white angel wings mean? With a skull, that's a real skull. My dad got that in medical school. It's his. It's on loan to us. It's illegal to have a human skull unless you're a doctor. That's my dad's. He has an officer. It's his skull. That's a skull of a person that died in India in 1967, sold by the government to U.S. medical schools. And then there's a armor-piercing dagger from the Middle Ages used when you knock a knight off his horse. You use a hammer. And then you hammer that through his armor into his eye or into his heart, into his brain or his heart. So I was looking at early Christian symbols or medieval Christian symbols about 10 years ago. And the one that was on all the tombstones that you never see anymore, people see that symbol, that's Hell's Angels. No, the Hell's Angels didn't invent that. I'm not a Hell's Angels. That's not a Hell's Angels thing. So just because the pedos and stuff use a rainbow flag doesn't mean the rainbow belongs to them, okay? And I'm not attacking the Hell's Angels. I'm just saying that's not the Hell's Angels symbol. That's an ancient medieval symbol of the flying skull. And so to me, I said, you know, I want something to let the globalists know that I get how the universe works. And so we got the angel of death with those white wings. You got the skull. You've got the dagger of intent and of judgment. But why did early Christians put that on their tombstones? You go to Europe and find like 1,000-year-old tombstones, 800-year-old tombstones. It wasn't until about 500 years ago they put crosses on. Christians put that. A lot of times they put a knife, cross with another knife under it as a cross, a skull with wings, saying the angel of death came and it took my father, my mother, my daughter, my son to heaven. So because that's such an old Christian symbol, I thought I would resurrect that here and let our enemies know we don't fear death because we're with God and we resonate with God and our spirits will be with God forever. You are the ones that fear death because you will pay for what you've done to the innocents. You guys love death so much. Well, take a good look at it because you're going to be meeting it a lot sooner than you thought. So you haven't made a friend of death dealing all your death. And I want you to know, Satan does not control the angel of death. God does. And just as God sent for the Israelites the angel of death against Ramses II, God is going to send the angel of death against you. So all you drug cartels can put the Grim Reaper on your back and you can worship death all day and think that killing innocents gives you cachet with the angel of death. We are taking the rainbow back. I may even sell a shirt with a rainbow on it. God's promise after the flood, not destroy the world with water, but with fire. Fire, yeah, yeah. So, that's what that symbol is. That you don't control the angel of death, God controls the angel of death. And if you don't have Christ's blood on your windowsill or on the entrance to your door, when the angel of death comes, your soul will be cut off from humanity and thrown into Satan's dominion. And if that's what you want, don't put Christ's blood on your threshold. As for me, we're knee-deep in it. We're neck-deep in it. Give us more. We live in the body of Christ. We subsist on the flesh and the blood of Jesus. You Satanist. Our God literally sacrificed himself, the opposite of a selfish Satanist. Our God crushed himself down and cut himself off from the Father to take on all the sins, to humble himself so that he could show us the way. Why wouldn't God do that if it was really God? That's what a real God does, is humble God's self. So all you Satanists thinking you run the world.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
There's a bunch of mosquitoes on them, and they all laugh. Because, see, a criminal wants to tell you what he's going to do to you before he does it. What a disgusting creature. Enough mosquitoes. Just get them off screen. Thanks. I know I told you to put them on screen, but I just can't look at it. It reminds me too much of Barack Obama, George Soros, all of them. But let me get back to the Sound of Freedom before we hit all the vaccine news. It is, if we exploit it, which we should for the children, we should really take the instinctive move by the left to say there's no child trafficking. It's like saying there's no fast food sold in Chicago, or there's no water in the Atlantic Ocean, or there's no trees in Brazil, or there's no lies coming out of the mouth of Jen Psaki. It's a preposterous, ridiculous, mindless, idiotic, fraudulent statement on steroids. Yeah, let's play the Sound of Freedom hero coming up here in a minute, talking about CNN and others saying that the child trafficking is not a problem. I mean, by the way, look at who defines things, the government. If the government came out today and said there is no longer a sun, that big gas ball we orbit no longer exists, would that be true if they said so? Well, if you don't agree with it, they'll cut your carbon allotment and your social credit score. So I guess if CNN said the sun doesn't exist, I better click my heels and jump up in the air and say, yes, sir. But just remember what I told you last hour. Because nobody else is making a big deal about this. And I don't want to be the only one. That's why so much of my crew, who are great people, are like, man, it's all word for word what you say. All these other talk show hosts, and Russell Brand, and Joe Rogan, and Tucker Carlson, and now RFK Jr., that's just word for word stuff you said. And I'm like, this is wonderful. I don't want the credit. I want to stop the evil. Just like when you warn somebody, you're not doing it for credit. But this audience has been as smart as I am or smarter forever. You're not doing that because you want credit. In fact, it's pretty dangerous to be getting the credit. Believe me, I already got the credit. The New World Order already knows we're ground zero for their big problems. And that's all God and all of us working together. And the guest and the info, it's all, it's not about the credit. But yeah, I kind of know we're the big kahuna. And the enemy knows that too. But we're almost reached that point of obsolescence. And we've still got important work to do, and we've still got things to predict. But I said this a year ago, and it went viral because it's totally true. I have completed my primary mission. It was like a trillion-pound weight came off me about a year ago. Literally, the Holy Spirit's like, you have completed your primary mission. Now we have ignited, and there will be no turning back. You're going to see huge awakening everywhere, and everyone's going to wake up that's prominent. It's going to wake up, and it's going to be absolutely devastating. But you're not going to get the credit, and you're going to get attacked more because the enemy knows that they're afraid of the next information we're going to release. And so that's why I've been taking off a lot in things, just trying to focus and study the enemy and figure out the next moves. And I've got a good idea, but then I have this insane level of just guilt. Because I really don't want to tell you what I think is going to happen next. Because here's the thing. The body doesn't live on forever, but the soul does. That's a real thing. I don't want to dishearten people. But let me just give you a little newsflash. We still have a limited time to turn back most of this, but we're going to still crash. And every day that passes that we don't reverse things on a mass scale makes the collapse that much more destructive. And I will tell you right now, the globalists have said this. Hell, it's not a secret. Billions are going to die at the hands of their... I mean, they've already cut the fertilizer off by half. World fertilizer is like 45% less than 3 years ago. So they've almost got it cut by half. That's a simple equation. It's like if you have a fish tank and you don't feed them for a month and you turn the oxygen off, you're going to go in there and the fish are all going to be dead. Well, they've turned the oxygen off. They're not feeding the fish. So I'm sitting with my pipe, lighting it up. I'm like, if we don't plug that back in and feed the fish, right now, I'm like, and I don't have the power to feed the fish or plug the thing back in. I'm like an ant. We have to collectively have the strength to, you know, combine forces like some type of Japanese animatronic, you know, transformer. But I'm like a little ant. I'm sitting here going, I'd really like to plug that big plug in, but it's about 1,000 times bigger than me. And I'd really like to have collectively us feed the fish, which is us. But I can't do it. I can tell everybody, hey, we need to plug the tank in. And we're sitting there. We saw a fish die. Bloop. I'm like, okay, by tomorrow, more fish will die. And I'm already like half the fish are already dead. They're stinking at the top. The tank's turning green. The other fish are sick. And I'm just sitting there saying, do I tell people that we've already passed the point of return? Because, you know, you heard Obama to his daughters, Big Mike's daughters, saying, listen, we're going to try to save the earth. But sure, a bunch of people are going to die, but at least we'll be in charge of it. I mean, you know, they're the ones cutting off the resources. It's not global warming going to kill everybody. It's cutting the fertilizer off. And again, the average person goes, well, why do I die without fertilizer? I ain't seen no fertilizer around here. It's like people always tell me, I don't care if the stock market plunges. I'm out the stock market. Well, yeah, every company you work for or live around is connected. It's going to destroy you, too. I'm not in the stock market either, but I sure as hell know I'm connected to it. I may not like a system I live in, but it's the pond I live in. That's another analogy. We're like fish in a pond off the side of the highway. And it's a pond because a bunch of rain happened last year and some birds got in it with some eggs. You know, birds carry fish eggs on their legs. They get caught on them. And so there's a little perch swimming around, some minnows or anything. And if it keeps going down, all those fish die. And so I keep using the aqua analogy. We're in this pool, and the water's going down, and now we're down to about 2 inches. You ever seen fish when the water finally goes down to nothing, and they're laying sideways trying to live? And, of course, you see bones everywhere, and you'll see some giant fat raccoon sitting there who sits there and watches till the water goes down, and then just it's like grabbing fish in a barrel because it is. And that's the globalist. They're just fat raccoons who sit there and know that when the water goes down to zero, they're going to be able to run the tables, murder, kill, steal, consolidate power, except they're not smart enough to go, wait, you did that epigenetically before when there were castles and all this stuff. You could starve everybody to death and steal all the food and go in the castle for a year while they die and let the Huns kill them. You can't do that now because of nuclear reactors and nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, and bioweapons. When stuff falls apart, billions of people aren't just going to starve quietly. It's going to look like World War Z. They're going to overtake your stupid bases that you've built in Canada and Hawaii and New Zealand. And the leftist controllers have now figured that out. So that's where we're at right now. And listen, I could care less about the New World Order and all their people. I'm just telling you that they should care about themselves because they have set in motion something that is going to cause destruction on a scale never before seen on this planet. And it's essential they understand that they're the reason this all happened. And also our weakness letting them do it. But they're the authors. They're the people that initiated it. They started it. And now they're going to... This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th super sale just started yesterday. Up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Brainforce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you got to get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Fulfillment Vitality, same as the male Vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United Nations, the globalists, have told us they're getting ready to hit us with another bioweapon very, very soon. We've got a bunch of clips of Dr. Peter McCullough and others laying out huge developments we're going to be getting to here in a moment. In the next hour with Tom Renz, the leading attorney, I've got to say, battling the COVID tyranny, bringing out the main whistleblower out of the Wuhan lab that it was a CIA bioweapon operation. Now Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about that. I mean, this is a big deal because they're going to launch it again if we don't expose them now. Here's some of the headlines. Then he has major news on the mosquitoes and vaccines in mosquitoes and foods, basically forced pathogens into your body. Think malaria. Top doctor says 74% of deaths in new autopsy study linked to COVID jabs. We'll play that clip. Is it the vax? Peru declares national health emergency as Guillain-Barré cases surge. That's getting paralyzed, folks, which they admit the shot does. Fluoride provides the latest proof that the COVID vaccines did not save lives. RFK Jr., CIA was involved in funding Wuhan COVID lab leak. Root, who tried to shut off the farms and is shutting off, tried to do forced injections, open borders, he's been removed. So good news, folks are fighting back. YouTube deletes Australian politician's speech, blowing lid off COVID-19, calling it medical misinformation. So they're desperate. And all the congressional hearings now confirming the CIA, the FBI, Big Pharma involved, Fauci lied to Congress, said he wasn't involved, directing 50 million plus pieces of information exposing Fauci, exposing the lab leak, exposing the death shots, exposing trying to block people that were promoting therapeutics. I mean, this has been an organized crime. They studied it. They said, can we weaponize it? Can we do this? And I say it's blown up in their face, but they don't give up. We'll get Tom Renz, TomRenz.com, TomRenz.substack.com, Renz-Law.com. They give us his take on it and some exclusive info because they filed the lawsuits. They've gotten states to introduce legislation to let us know if you're putting mRNA in cattle or pigs or poultry, to let us know what you're doing with these mosquitoes that have been given authorization for Bill Gates to monkey with and put pathogens into them that are put into us. Yeah, you think they can't make you take a shot? They're going to bring troops to your door? No, they're going to send mosquitoes to your backyard when you're watering the elephant ears. Or when you're getting the groceries out of the back of the car. So Tom Renz has huge news. You can either get to that now or later or kind of cover the waterfront. But first, here is Bill Gates. More than 10 years ago, well, this was 2011, at TED Talk saying, not only the third world should experience malaria, you should too. And now suddenly, we're experiencing it all over the place. Let's go to that clip.
Even the million deaths a year caused by malaria greatly understate its impact. Over 200 million people at any one time are suffering from it. Means that you can't get the economies in these areas going because it holds things back so much. Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience. Those mosquitoes are not infected, but
Trust him. And yeah, the shots are totally safe and effective. They can't see what we did, but we're going to cover it up. We're going to suppress you if you complain. Tom Renz, a lot of big developments. We got about 6 minutes to break. We're going to have over an hour with you. Very blessed to have you. You want to give people kind of a prelude or a boil down, or you want to drill into something first?
Boy, I tell you what, Alex, we have so much. I've got a ton of stuff on mosquitoes, malaria. We've been doing research. One of the things that's occurred is I found it. When you do this kind of work, you have to find paths of knowledge, right? So you have to figure out what you're going to research and where you're going to go. And everything we do is stuff that we can submit to court. If it's not credible, we don't do it. And one of the things that's happened recently is we found kind of this new path of research. So I've been looking, I've been reading medical journal after science journal after science journal. And what we found is exactly how far ahead of the game these guys are in terms of making sure the vaccines are transmissible. I'm going to be really excited to break some of that news here. But the malaria stuff that you're talking about, I mean, you set that up just perfect. You know, so Gates has, and this isn't a maybe thing. I got an article from NPR citing a study, and there's multiple other studies. They can use mosquitoes. What they've done is they call them flying syringes, right? So they genetically modify these mosquitoes. They bite you, and when a mosquito bites you, it puts spit in you, for lack of a better term. I mean, it regurgitates something into your skin. That's why you get that itchy spot after a mosquito bites you. Well, the stuff that they put back into you can act as a vaccine. And so they've engineered mosquitoes to have malaria vaccines in them. I've got a ton of information on this. And this was, there you go, NPR. You know, they've got these mosquitoes that can vaccinate you against malaria. Now, here's the thing. Let me tell you how this works, Alex.
Yeah, what so are they going to Trojan horse in? They always do.
Yeah. So what they do is they take these mosquitoes and they bioengineer them. And they say, well, listen, these mosquitoes that we've bioengineered have malaria, but it can't make you sick. Right? They've edited it in a way where
just
that
like
malaria
he does
is not
with
to
the number one cause in the world is Bill Gates's polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio. Guys, put up Reuters for him. Is that where you're going with this?
That's exactly where I'm going with it. So they claim to genetically engineer it so that it can't spread malaria, but that can make you, you know, have enough of the dead or attenuated virus in you that you can create an immune response. Well, the problem is what if that doesn't work? Aren't you just spreading malaria? And then you're putting it out there in a genetically modified way. Who knows how it's going to evolve from there because you've tinkered with nature then. So you've got this disastrous situation where Gates is engineering something that he says we can't, you know, it won't spread. No, that won't spread at all. And we should just trust Bill Gates because he's a good guy. And by the way, here's a nice little piece of information for you on this. So the RTS,S/AS0, which is the vaccine that they're talking about, this malaria vaccine, this malaria vaccine, by the way, Gavi has said that they suspect that there will be 100 million dose per year demand by 2030 for this vaccine. Why does Gavi think that? There's no demand at all for it right now. Why do they think that? What do they know? But this great vaccine in phase 3 clinical trials, you know what the risk reduction was, Alex? In kids given this vaccine from 5 to 17 months of age that were given three doses of this vaccine, three doses, the absolute risk reduction was a solid 1.1%.
Wow.
1%.
Yeah, that's even worse than Remdesivir. So this is always the same program. Start over because I interrupted you. This is so bombshell. We're going to go to break. I'm going to give you the floor. We're going to skip this break. It's too important. Start over, because I've seen the documents. I know you're telling the truth. It's there. People can look this up. But it's so crazy. It doesn't protect you. It causes an autoimmune response, which is what getting sick is your body going into gear. It's really bad for you. And we're going to give children three of these shots for malaria that wasn't in North America, but suddenly is. I mean, this, and we know a few years ago they released mosquitoes in Brazil that were genetically engineered by Bill Gates' companies, and then they created some mutation and some big crisis there. Obviously, the official story we're being given, Tom, is not what's really going on. I know you stick to the facts in all your lawsuits, but big picture, what do you think is really going on here?
Well, I'm going to tell you that right now, and this is theory because I'm guessing at the future, right? My theory is that the next plandemic is actually going to be several plandemics. I think there's going to be, you know, they're doing this gain of function on a lot of diseases and a lot of viruses. So my guess is that what they're going to do is they're going to release a number of different viruses. And, you know, there'll be a couple.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Risk reduction on this vaccine, and it actually is, it's terrible. The highest efficacy is with four doses in 6 to 12 week olds, and that's at 25%, but the range, and that's only 25%, by the way, but the range is a 12% swing, which means that number is likely statistical garbage. Because we don't know, when you have that big of a range, what that means to a numbers guy is that there's got to be some confounding factors in there. And so the study is probably garbage. And here you have it. Here you have it. So you see, it says phase three efficacy results. And what you see there, the numbers you need to look at are the percentage numbers. And you see that it's two different types of things. So you have 6 to 12 week olds and 5 to 17 month olds. And you see the 3-dose and a 4-dose. A malaria vaccine, and then there's protection against malaria and protection against severe. The protection against severe on 3 doses is 1%, and it's 10% in another age group that's only a few months different age. So that tells you that there's probably absolutely no real risk reduction. It's probably all garbage, maybe 5 to 10% when this is all said and done. It's likely everything else is confounding factors. Because they lie about these statistics, they manipulate them. But you see, really important here is where you see 11.7 to 24, 23 to 32, 31 to 40. See, and the real big one is the minus 23 to 20.5 and minus 17 to 31. What that means, those are the ranges of effect of efficiency. And when the range is that big, and part of the range is showing negative efficiency, then you know there's a real problem, probably. I think there's a real problem with the study design here. And the reality is that this probably doesn't do any good at all, and they know it. It's just another way to get another vaccine.
Well, totally, but Tom, let me just recap what we're hearing here, because we're showing mainstream news. This is happening. Bill Gates is obsessed with taking over our bodies, obsessed with owning our bodies. He's gotten control of the world medical regulating system, tens of millions of dollars. He's tax exempt. He's bought off the leadership. The UN admits they're controlled by Bill Gates at the WHO. And now he's going to make a GMO mosquito they release in Florida and Texas and all over that gives you an immunity from malaria when malaria has not even been an issue here. Who lets him have an authorization to put a drug in me unauthorized or to put a GMO modification? I mean, it's just, again, it's them blowing up the old system. So we can debate whether this is good or bad. Obviously, it's bad. And now suddenly there's malaria here. And this is ridiculously obvious. It's ridiculously obvious. It's like an IQ test or something. But notice they want to give four shots to little babies again. It's always about children. I mean, this is so transparent and so ridiculous. But do you agree with me that the issue is who died and made Bill Gates God? I see these memes everywhere where a man's the doctor and he says, "Doctor, you did the test. Do I have cancer?" And he says, "Sorry, you got to check with Bill Gates. He's the medical expert with no medical degree." Or there's a meme of a guy being put in the back of an ambulance and saying, "Doc, how's my heart?" And he's like, "Well, we can't tell you that at the hospital. We got to ask Bill Gates. He's the expert." I mean, he's literally the son of the former head of Planned Parenthood. He says he wants to depopulate us. He just pushed a vaccine that was not a vaccine that caused all this carnage. And then now he's releasing mosquitoes and taking control of our life. I mean, how regulatorily is this allowed? Because I sell supplements. But if I want to sell vitamin C, I got to go with a big certified company. I got to be government tested, third party tested, FDA's involved, total controls. But then when he puts out a COVID shot, it's a blank white sheet of paper with total liability protection. And they say, "Sorry, we're not going to tell you what's in this." I mean, this is just a giant power grab.
Yeah. Well, listen, and here's the greatest irony. That picture that they just showed of him, I mean, we've got the guy that's deciding our health care has man boobs and a fat belly. I mean, he wouldn't know a gym if it fell on him. I mean, look at that guy. Do I want to look like him? I'll tell you what, I'll take his genetic-altering vaccines as soon as he figures out to genetically alter his man boobs off. When he gets rid of those, we'll talk. I'm sorry. Listen, this guy
is
a
good point. That's a good point.
I put him side by side of him and Bobby Kennedy. You got Bobby Kennedy, who's in there working out, 69 years old, great shape, and doing his thing. Then you got man boobs Gates over there. Looks like he wouldn't know a gym if it fell on him, and we're supposed to follow who's... like you said, this is almost an IQ test. But get back to the on a more serious note, I mean, you know, when I look at this, there is no mechanism for informed consent. And if you think that's bad, Alex, I can one-up that. I can one-up that. I have over here, and I'll send you a link for this one, too, if you'd like. I have in the DVM360, which is a veterinary medicine publication, and this led me to research, and I can now confirm to you, okay, this isn't theory. This is I can show you they're doing studies on this, right? Now, that doesn't mean that this is in the public, but they know how to. They can vaccinate you through the air, through your skin, through an injection, or through your food. I have studies on all of these that show each one of these as being viable. And I'll tell you, they literally, and I'm going to read you this quote. This is from the DVM 360 article. Alternative vaccine delivery methods, including spraying and oral administration, are also being studied for veterinary use and may have benefit for wildlife or livestock population. A spray vaccine could quickly inoculate a flock of chickens. Okay, so understand something. This led me to a whole series of studies and research. The mucosa, which is when you breathe, it's in your sinuses, it's in your nose. They're a path for vaccines to get in you. So they can aerosolize vaccines and put it in you. They can also, we've now found they can, ingestible vaccines are a workable thing. I can go through all the details. I got studies. I got science. I can tell you they're a legitimate thing. I'm not saying they're doing it today,
I'm saying that they can do it. They've got topical. And everybody thought that the skin's a barrier, right? You can't get a vaccine through your skin. You know what they did? They found that there's a path through the hair follicles. There's studies on it. Now, the efficacy and this and other are one thing, but here's the other thing that you got to understand, Alex. In addition to all of this, I want to tell you a quote from the same DVM article. DNA vaccines are much more stable at room temperature. There's a benefit that may lead to DNA vaccines being more widely distributed and used on a global scale. DNA vaccines are where they're going. Now, understand, when they say RNA vaccines, they lied to us from the beginning, and I broke this with you, but I didn't realize how big this was when I did. They talked about mRNA, and we were supposed to think that that was messenger RNA. Messenger RNA is a weak garbage particle. It's great in your body, but it doesn't get into your body. You can't use it for vaccines. So what they did was they said mRNA, but what they actually meant was mod RNA. Mod RNA is modified laboratory-created RNA. If you look at your Pfizer Moderna shots, they aren't mRNAs and messenger RNA. They are mod RNA. They take that RNA, they modify it, so it doesn't work like messenger RNA. So the idea that it's going to go into your body and be gone in a couple days, this, that, and other, that's bullcrap. We don't know how long it's going to be there because half of the modifications are designed to make sure that these things stay in your body longer. On top of that, Alex, all of the RNA particles are from refined DNA. They basically purify, break down, take out parts of the DNA to leave the RNA that they want. So if there is a, with air quotes, manufacturing defect, and they leave too much DNA in, well, guess what? Messenger RNA may not permanently alter your genetics, but DNA does. DNA absolutely does. We've got a study out of Europe showing that there was at least a 30% DNA load in some of these shots. And all they have to do is claim it's a manufacturing defect, if you want to believe that. But regardless,
sure, so we've known this for a while. It's in the documents. They're creating a giant poisonous mutation. Cancer is off the charts. They said when they first started giving the shots 3 years ago, they said cancer is no big deal now. Just you'll get cancer. They actually said CBS News, like, some people will get cancer when your doctor sees the cancer. It's from the vaccine, but it may not be fatal. Don't worry.
Yeah,
that's an actual quote. So this is all part of a larger plan. Let's come back and talk about how do we stop this legally? Why is Bill Gates allowed to release mosquitoes that, quote, give you harmless malaria? Why is he allowed to release mosquitoes that would put vitamin C in me? Say it's good. Why are you wanting to do that? It's my body. No, this is something bad that wasn't in the United States until now. And magically, right as his shots roll out, well, it's here. I mean, this is so transparent. Tom Renz, attorney at law, doing a great job as our guest. We'll start the third hour here in just a moment. Please remember, we have the July super sale going on right now. It ends in a couple days. Amazing products you need, amazing compounds that God gave us from Mother Nature, the counter, what the New World Order is doing, nitric boost, all of it, up to 60% off. The sale's about to end. We need your support, plus all storable food and water filtration, 10% off. That's a huge discount.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.